NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Americans are stepping up their spending a bit. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was up 0.4% in August. That's the second straight monthly increase, as personal incomes rose more than expected. Economists say consumer spending is a crucial component of economic growth. The storm that has been drenching parts of the South and the Mid-Atlantic states is now dumping heavy rain on the Northeast. There are flight delays at New York's airports, and some commuter rail service is also running behind schedule there. The storm is being blamed for at least 5 deaths so far. Alex Nunes of member station WRNI says parts of New England could get up to 5 inches of rain today.
Wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are also in the forecast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Thompson says forecasters are concerned about urban floods.
Probably our biggest concern is that you could see 1 to 2 inches of rain in just a matter of a couple hours, and so that could cause quite a bit of urban poor drainage flooding.
Emergency management officials in Rhode Island are warning residents to secure lawn furniture and other potential hazards. Connecticut's governor is asking local officials and utility companies to be ready to respond quickly to the effects of the storm. For NPR News, I'm Alex Nunes in Providence, Rhode Island.
President Obama officially announces the resignation of his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, this morning. Emanuel stepping down so he can run for mayor of Chicago. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says Emanuel has been a key member of the president's inner circle.
He has been the energetic, inspirational leader of us taking the president's promises and agenda and enacting them into law.
Gibbs says Emanuel will be succeeded, at least for now, by Pete Rouse, a senior advisor who is one of the president's longest-serving assistants. Gibbs says Mr. Obama has complete loyalty and trust with Rouse. The company that owns the West Virginia coal mine, where an explosion last spring killed 29 miners, is blaming safety problems there on federal regulators. NPR's Howard Burka says the company is also accusing federal investigators of damaging some important evidence.
Massey Energy blames mine safety regulators for the ventilation problems that preceded the April explosion and may turn out to be a factor in the blast. Federal officials, Massey says, imposed an unworkable ventilation plan. A spokeswoman for the Mine Safety Agency says ventilation plans are the company's responsibility. Massey says federal investigators damaged evidence linked to the company's theory about the blast, which suggests a sudden infusion of methane gas is to blame and not Massey's long list of safety violations. The mine safety spokeswoman didn't address the evidence charge, but did say that proper safety practices would have prevented an explosion fueled by methane. Howard Burkus, NPR News.
At least 7 people are dead in Nigeria's capital. They were killed by car bombs during a celebration marking the anniversary of the country's independence. This is NPR News from Washington. Ecuador's President Rafael Correa has been rescued from a police hospital where he was being held by a rebellious group of police officers. Hundreds of soldiers stormed the hospital to free Correa, who had sought refuge there after earlier being roughed up and tear-gassed by police who were angry over pay and benefit cuts and other austerity measures proposed by Korea's government. Ukraine's Constitutional Court has thrown out a law that shifted many of the powers of that country's president to the parliament. Peter Van Dyke reports that ruling turns Ukraine back into a republic similar to Russia and other former Soviet states with few checks on presidential power.
The court's decision further strengthens Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, who quickly consolidated power after he was elected in February, forging a majority in parliament and swinging foreign policy back towards Moscow. The limits on the Ukrainian president's powers were forced upon the previous pro-Western president, Viktor Yushchenko, when the 2004 Orange Revolution swept him to power at the expense of the pro-Russian Yanukovych. Then the law was supported by Yanukovych's camp, and the division of power was one of the reasons Ukraine staggered from political crisis to political crisis under Yushchenko. Now Yanukovych's supporters say the restored powers are needed for the president to push through vital reforms. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Play has been suspended at the Ryder Cup golf tournament in Wales because of steady rain. The Europeans are leading in 3 matches. The Americans are ahead in 1. Course officials had been permitting what are called preferred lies, allowing players to pick up balls, clean them, and place them in the fairway. And workers were using squeegees to push water off greens, but the course was later deemed too soggy for play. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for